and welcome to another edition of the Baker House Gallery podcast. My name is Tom Loner. You know me, I'm the artist, and I'm not here with my manager Klaus Biedinger today. I'm here also not by myself. I'm here at Nova Rock Festival 2024 to meet up with the musician and the artist, Mina Caputo, from the band Lies of Agony. The two of us developed a beautiful collaboration art piece that we will have a short discussion about, like the creative process and everything else. But you know what? I don't want to bore you with my little chat over here. Let's just cut to the chase. This is Mina and my conversation backstage at the Nova Rock, just before the went on stage. Thank you very much and have fun. I'm here with you, my good friend, fellow artist, but also the legendary Mina Caputo with the band Life of Agony. Yes, I think Life of Agony doesn't need any like introduction because it's a legendary band and epic chapter in music history already. Love. Although you're so young, you made history as a musician. And now, Mina, you are approaching this new chapter in life, the art chapter.
Thanks to you.
Well,
you know,
we found each other.
Yeah.
What does it feel actually for you, like to paint? Because it's both. This is something creative, writing songs and painting. But
how does it? It's just, you know, it's therapeutic.
Yeah.
It's cathartic.
Mm-hmm.
It's very like. It puts me in a space in my body, mind, and soul. That honestly, I've never experienced before.
Beautiful,
to be honest.
Yeah,
it's almost like it's almost like where singing puts me. I become fleshless. It's like I'm dancing. I'm dancing with the gods in a sense, but
that is very beautiful.
It's a different form of expression that is so new to me that
yeah.
It's very exciting. It's very, but at the same time, I feel like I've always done it, but not obviously in this life, in this flesh.
Yeah.
But it's something that the more I do, the more I feel like I'm awakening a dormant side of myself that's always been inside of me.
So it feels very familiar, I guess, huh? And
it's familiar but very unfamiliar because I'm still learning so much.
Yeah.
And every time I hit the canvas, it's like, you know.
Yeah.
It's like having sex for the first time.
Yeah. Ma, isn't that the beauty? It's something that I miss, you know? But for me, you know, the sex thing and doing it for the first time, it kind of came with our collaboration over here. Because, I mean, for everybody listening and watching this clip here, I mean, yes, I'm a painter too. And the fun thing is, my style is so different to yours, but then it's so familiar in a way. And what I love about your work, as you said, it's so expressive. It comes from a place, again, same with me, very deep down. It's very emotional, and the way you put your thoughts and feelings and your emotions into the artwork, it's so rough. As you can see on the canvas,
yes.
Like you live it, and for you it's meditative.
Yeah.
And that's beautiful. For me it's meditative too. And now to come full circle, what I said before, it is beautiful for me to do a collaboration because I'm producing a piece and I produce a piece and it's beautiful to produce work by yourself, but then diving into a new universe because you actually gave me the blueprint of where what goes and suddenly I had a new direction and for me that is sex for the first time again. So I rediscovered my work with your work again. So I want to thank you for that too.
Thank you.
I think we are both on a pretty cool journey here. Yeah.
You're very what I'm learning from you is that you're very precise and you work with great precision. With me, I feel like I'm trying to like channel crazy motherfuckers like Van Gogh that are very frenetic.
Yes.
Very like haphazard.
Mm-hmm.
very like, I don't give a fuck what I'm doing. I'm very, very detached. I'm raw. It's almost like I'm an STD infecting the canvas in a way. And that's, I don't care about precision. I don't care about logistically getting it down. I like to experiment with. I love to put colors together that won't. That in someone's mind shouldn't work, but it's working.
Ooh.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean, because I have seen something our listeners haven't seen yet. What I love, for example, is this Frida Kahlo thing.
Yeah.
And it's for everybody listening, you have to check out Mina Caputo's work here, because right now while we speak, I think you're in progress, or did you finish that already?
I still have a little bit to do, but I feel like I'm working on it, but I kind of want to abandon it already.
Yeah.
I get very restless in my work.
Yes.
So, and that's why I don't have a problem, just letting it go.
You
know what, Tom? Finish it up, because I'm over it.
But that's courageous.
I'm done.
That's courageous. Many, many artists can't put their work out. And for many artists, it's very hard to go actually into... Well, that's easy. For everybody listening, we are here on the festival ground right now, and there are sometimes people walking by. And I'm happy that you're so cool too. That's life.
Like we're saying, very frenetic.
Yes.
See, even in music, a lot of my inspirations are musicians.
Oh, look at that.
They're writers, they're authors, and they're paintings.
Yeah, yeah.
I get more inspiration from Van Gogh than I do from someone let's just say, Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, wow, look at that.
Because I like to dive deep in psychological aspects of... I'm actually even more of a fan of Van Gogh's mind than his actual work. Of course, the work is undeniable, but I want to understand what the fuck is happening inside his vessel. Obviously, Michelangelo, Rembrandt, Frida.
Yeah, Frida, for example,
This poor woman suffered so much, and she just basically poetically laid it all out, man. Your wife, architect, doing the blueprints.
She is great. Yeah.
And,
both great women.
I like that. I'm trying to penetrate through the artwork. Trying to find out what was going on in this man's soul or woman's soul. What was speaking through these people.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to find them.
So you're kind of like an art detective, I would say, in a way.
That's beautiful.
Well, I think because, it's like detecting their minds, and they're not here to tell us anything anymore. So it's a great interpretation, actually, of their minds through your wonderful hand, and the spirit that you are. Yeah. Yeah.
Check out Basquiat, right?
For example,
you compare Basquiat's work to Michelangelo.
Yeah.
Some people would be like, there's no comparison. But for me, no one outbeats Basquiat. And it's because of...
Yeah.
He was producing these kinds of works at 22 years old. 20 years old.
And people are copying him right now.
Yep. A lot of New Yorkers are ripping him off.
Yeah.
A lot of people, carbon copy people.
Yeah.
That don't understand what his soul was trying to say.
Yeah. Now, what interests me, because you're interested in Basquiat and Frida Kahlo, when you approach a canvas, because every artist has their own approach, and for example, for me, the most courageous part is the first stroke on the canvas, and I'm already joking about that. I just get over it with. I just put it on, and then I just see what happens. Although my work is very constructed, I know what I will do before it's all done. Your work is very impulsive. How do you actually approach painting? Honestly, Mina, that's very interesting to me. Truly, how do you get started?
Honestly,
what's your thing? What's your thing?
So
look at that, for example. Yes.
Okay.
How did you start?
Honestly, I didn't know I was gonna lay Bowie down.
Yeah.
And Andy and all this stuff. I wanted to see yellow today.
Yeah.
I woke up. I wanted to see yellow, purple, like the big
Yes.
The big one I sent you?
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
I wake up, I see colors, I'm like, you know what? I want to do a whole big burnt sienna.
Yeah.
And see where it goes.
Yeah, yeah,
and
yeah.
And then it takes me on the journey. And then all of a sudden, I'm like, I'm doing all these squiggly lines. First it was all yellow, then the orange, and then some brown and black, and then...
It all came together.
I just started putting some symbology stuff there.
Yeah.
And then I just... Then Bowie appeared.
And so it all... I wake up
and say, I'm in the mood to paint Bowie.
Yeah.
It's more like... Because normally I'm like Joan Mitchell.
Yes.
And I like the abstract, messy artwork. But I just recently... Well, the past few years, I've been drawing more and more and more.
Yeah.
Look, it's kind of childlike if you look at it, you know what I mean?
But that is the beauty, because there is no filter with my work. Everything has to be perfect. I love the coincidence, and sometimes I feel like adding something to the beautiful constructed artwork that there is already. But then yours is so raw, and that is so beautiful, because it's an honest painting. There is no fuck around, you know? It's true. Yeah. And that's so beautiful.
It's the same way I approach singing and songwriting.
Oh, no, look at that. So is it a similar creative process?
Yeah.
From how it's just
different material.
Yeah.
The microphone is the pain.
Yeah, but it's a way of expression, right? Audible expression is music, and visual expression is it's visual, of course.
It's like, for example, I'll wake up, I'll feel a certain rhythm.
Yeah.
I'll lay down the rhythm. I have no idea what the music's going to be.
Yeah.
What the content of the lyrics. I have no idea, what chords I want to use.
Yeah.
But it's like the canvas. I drop the beat, or I'm dropping purple.
Yeah.
Or burnt sienna, and then white, and then, kind of just...
Yeah.
All of a sudden, 7-8 hours later, I'm like... Holy shit! First, I
so you really, process. So, but you really, you really, it's like running a marathon without knowing that time goes by so fast. Is it?
Look, I don't have the destination in mind.
Yeah. So when people actually buy something from you, they really buy a piece of Mina Caputo.
No.
They really buy something very personal. So that is
also. And I don't make prints.
Yeah,
it's all original.
Well, who knows what the future brings,
shit, obviously, you're gonna.
Yeah.
You're managing me.
You're my art manager. That sounds very unrealistic. That Mina Caputo is putting me in such a very precious position.
Listen,
because I'm such a fan of your work too.
Yeah, but I'm a good fan of what you've accomplished.
Thank you.
What's working inside of you? How you lay stuff out? How you blend colors? Your line work?
Thank you very much.
I'm blown away and very so thankful to the Holy Spirit that.
Yeah.
Well, we have to thank Joey Zampella.
And we have to thank the cousin, who actually put us together. Yeah. And
because I saw the guitar that you
right.
So and at the same time, when that shit was laid down out, the guitar that you did for him, here I am just working on, a 30 by 30 of just colors. And COVID really, I was always in isolation, and I put myself always in a deliberate lockdown because I'm a very reclusive, autistic person.
Yeah.
I don't deal with the outside world. It's all internal. I'm always digging within.
Yeah. Although you're such, on stage, you're such an expression, It's people love you, and you love the people in a way. That's what comes over.
I love what I do.
Yeah.
I'm very passionate.
Yeah.
And honestly, the painting...
Yes.
Is, I would say, it's more of a higher level, more intimate.
Yeah.
It's more intimate, me.
It's something like a new chapter, huh?
Yeah. I don't have eyes looking on me.
Yeah.
It's just my dog looking at me.
And these eyes are family, so you can be yourself 100%.
You know, I work in a smock, my Klimt smock.
Yeah.
No clothes, just my smock. I'm making a mess. I'm smoking my weed all day. I'm laying colors down. I'm playing with the water and thicknesses of and thinness of the paint.
Yeah.
I'm working with all different. This all here is acrylic marker. This is like this.
Yeah.
Like this, not it's, looking, not giving a fuck.
Yeah, just going for it.
Kind of like,
expressionism.
And you know what?
Yeah.
You see this?
Yeah.
This is what I'm after.
Yeah.
Because it's releasing toxic.
Yeah.
Trauma.
Yes.
If I'm feeling like shit, a coffee, my weed, and then I can do this. And after 2 hours of this.
Yeah. You breathe again.
Yeah, it's like. Yeah. It's like having an orgasm.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
And
a spiritual orgasm.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you feel so rooted and one with the spirit that you are.
Yeah.
Oh, hey, Mina. Now I know. There's a camera here. We are mic'd. And people are listening to us. And dear listeners, there's a festival going on. There are beats in the back. I want to apologize for the sounds occur here in the back. But this is a beautiful conversation. And unfortunately for the listeners, the conversation will find its first end over here, which is only the beginning of a second conversation that we will have sometime soon, because there are more collaborations lined up. In my studio, there are two more canvases that you prepared already. Can't wait to get started on them.
I'm so on.
And I'm so much looking forward where this journey will take us.
So
because this. The two of us meeting, it's not coincidental, as we spoke about that before for the interview. And let's see where this supernova will take us.
Amazing.
I think everything is possible. You're the best example for that in the music. And we're trying to both start this new chapter over here in the world of arts for you.
So
so let's see what happens.
And I love Austria, you know.
Thank you very much.
One of my favorite landscapes.
The country thanks you.
Yeah, and too. And Austria is very special to me because I also dated a young woman here in Schwacket.
Yes.
For a few years, and I got this, and their family was very warm and welcome to me. And when I was living with them in Schwacket, the mom, the family, for my birthday, they took me to the Austrian Philharmonic to go to see them.
Yeah.
Perform Beethoven's Ninth Symphony.
Yeah.
And classical music and painting.
Uh-huh.
I always listen to Chopin.
Yeah.
Chopin's my favorite. I know he was Polish, but wasn't it buried
in Austria? You know, probably you know more about that than I do.
I forgot, but
we have a lot of classical composers, Mozart, for example, Schubert.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And many, many more.
I love to paint and listen to classical, especially Chopin is my favorite.
Yes.
But there's like an affinity, man. It's like it's all intertwined.
Mm-hmm.
The music, whether you're singing or painting or dancing to nobody in your room, it's like it's all just about. You see, when I'm painting, I feel like I'm bringing back the lineage of our indigenous people.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I feel this indigenous creature, this primal creature, as if I could close my eyes and I'm painting.
Yeah.
I'm painting on a cave wall that's 30,000 years old already.
Beautiful.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean. And as you sit here in the back, these cave walls are breaking down all over us right now. And they're good, right? Because we are here at Nova Rock 24th. And also a festival area that you will be performing in later on. So I don't know how good the sound is right now. So dear friends, thank you very much. I hope you got some inspiration from the two of us, because if we can make it, I think you can make it too. So thank you very much, Mina. This is very, very familiar and beautiful at the same time. It's beautiful to be on this journey with you, my friend. It is electrical and magical. I love you
thank
too.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, too.
Thank you. Thank you, Gogi.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
It was deep again, honest.
Always deep.
Yeah, yeah.
We always go deep. No puddle deep. Always into the
ocean. That was beautiful. Oh, yeah. We got it all. Wow.